Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Whoever said that life is fair? Airplanes crash and burn, just as do marriages and future hopes and dreams. Innocent children in Africa die from HIV, as well as the doctor who has spent his or her life striving to save the life of a patient. Never under any stretch of the imagination would a sane person ask God for difficulty, for trials, for illness, that he or she might learn the lesson of grace and patience which come from facing trouble and winning the battle. Yet only a fool would deny the fact that some of life's greatest lessons are learned from facing the unfair challenges of life. But instead of growing bitter, he or she finds the strength of God to triumph. Take, for example, the magnificent story of a man whose name was Job. In the book that bears his name in the Old Testament, you learn that Job was a good man. Nevertheless, he was not spared trouble in life. And when his world began to fall apart, his wife challenged, "Are you still holding on to your integrity? Curse God and die." But he replied, "You're talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble?" When Job's life began to unravel, his friends, armchair philosophers, came to comfort him. The dialogue between them and Job is well worth reading. Perhaps your friends, who are quite certain they know why things are not going well for you, those three tried to comfort Job. They really didn't know what was in his heart. They condemned him, blaming him for his troubles, quite certain that he had really failed somewhere. It was the old belief that when things go well, it's a sign that you are a saint blessed by God. But when things go badly, it's a sign that you're a sinner and trouble is your just desert. Job also struggled with the issue of life's unfairness. Yet he felt that he was innocent of wrongdoing. He asked, "But how can a mortal be righteous before God? How then can I dispute with him? How can I find words to argue with him?" Then in frustration, Job cried out, "He is not a man like me that I might answer him, that we might confront each other in court. If only there were someone to arbitrate between us, to lay his hand upon us both, someone to remove God's rod from me, so that his terror would frighten me no more. Then I would speak up without fear of him. But as it now stands with me, I cannot." Have you ever felt like Job? Chafing at life's apparent unfairness, misunderstood by your friends, wondering whether trouble is God's judgment for your own blunders or sins, or just plain bad luck. You're confused, perplexed, and fearful. Hey, friend, the ball game isn't over. The end is not yet. More than a few individuals have felt like cursing God or ending their own lives wondering how things could ever turn around. If you are one of them, go to the end of the book of Job in the Old Testament. Read the final outcome. Job did go through a very difficult period of testing, one which God allowed to strengthen him and help him learn some lessons which could never have been grasped apart from going through deep waters. Eventually, Job said, "My ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you." Head knowledge became heart knowledge, and Job became a better person. Of that, you can be certain.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.